In its final decision, the five-member arbitration panel at The Hague sided with the 2013 claim filed by the former Philippine government. Among other conclusions it reached, the tribunal denied China's long-standing historical rights in the South China Sea. Both Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang responded by noting that China will not accept nor recognize the decision, while the country's territorial sovereignty and maritime interests in the South China Sea will not be affected under any circumstances. Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the arbitration is nothing but a political farce under the pretext of law, and the decision shall have no legal effect.
对于这样一个程序和法律适用牵强附会
With regard to such an arbitration case that involves far-fetched procedural and legal application and has so many flaws in ascertaining evidences and facts, the Chinese people do not accept it at all, and anyone across the world who upholds justice shall not agree with it. By not accepting or participating in the arbitration, China is in fact safeguarding the international rule of law and the regional rules.
Wang Yi said the arbitration was hatched and manipulated by foreign powers and aimed at violating China's territorial integrity and maritime rights and interests. In a statement, the foreign ministry said the decision is null and void and has no binding force. It again notes that China's claim over the South China Sea is based on both historical and legal grounds. At the same time, authorities in Taiwan also refused the ruling,saying the decision, especially the part regarding Taipei Island, is not legally binding. The Philippine government initiated the arbitration in January 2013, regardless of a series of political documents with China that stipulate bilateral talks are the only way to settle any disputes between the two countries. A month later, the Chinese government declared that it would neither participate in nor accept any outcome of the process.More than 70 countries and international organizations, as well as over 230 political parties and groups in more than 90 countries, have voiced support for China's principled position. Right after the ruling, countries including Pakistan, Thailand, and Cambodia reiterated their support for China's stance.While rejecting the decision, Chinese authorities again proposed that disputes in the South China Sea be resolved through negotiations and consultations. Wang Yi stressed that it's time to put the issue back on track.
现在这场闹剧已经结束，是回到正确轨道的时候了。
Now this farce has come to an end, and it's time to return to the right path.China has noticed that the new Philippine government has made a series of statements recently, including expressing its willingness to resume negotiations and talks with China over the South China Sea.
The new Philippine president, Rodrigo Duterte, recently said that Manila is ready to talk to China even if the South China Sea Arbitration Tribunal rules in the Philippines' favor. In its statement, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said negotiations and consultations should be carried out on the basis of respecting historical facts and in accordance with the international law.So far, China has solved border issues with 12 of its 14 land neighbors with over 20,000 kilometers of border lines delineated and demarcated. In a separate statement on Tuesday, China's central government vowed to respect and uphold freedom of navigation and overflight enjoyed by all states under international law in the South China Sea. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.